This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. If you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. And I've got the call screen up and running. CenturyTel was able to get the widespread outage that they had yesterday fixed. Actually, it's called CenturyLink. When we started with them, it was called CenturyTel, and then they merged with a company called Embark, and it got worse every second thereafter. So if you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. And a telephone listen line, we've got one up and running. It's Global Stars Network, 712-770-9418. And that is live while we're live, so you just can't dial at any time and get USA Prepares. You'll get something. You'll get whatever programming is live at that time via this uplink. But you can only listen to USA Prepares from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday on 712-770-9418. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really, really well. I'm all excited about what we're going to be talking about today, which includes the former royals, right? Or the millennial pouters, or the millennial whiners, or the me firsters, you know, the poster children for that, as well as some other things. Where would you like to start today, Gwyneth?
Okay. I think that... there is something a bit more important than, you know, Harry and Meghan, which is going on. And that's what's going on with Australia and the fire and the water. The Chinese, basically, it seems this, you know, nothing is as it seems right here in Australia right now. Okay, especially with the fire situation and also the water situation, it's just oh my gosh, it's jaw dropping. And it's, you know, it's like there's a genocide going on against the Australian people. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And you've got to ask yourself, how come these wildfires are so prevalent in the United States and in Australia? And I was talking with Steve Elkins last night, and we were talking about how, boy, if you want to deploy 5G, you've got to get out all this material that would attenuate the signal. And wouldn't it be a great thing to just, you know, burn it all down? And so there are a lot of questions about that as well. And are you looking at 5G taking over your communications spectrum as well in Australia?
Well, yeah, they're rolling it out here, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's almost like that they don't want. It's like that they want for Australia to be a Mad Max landscape. Okay, if anyone's seen, especially the later Mad Max movies, like for instance Fury Road. I don't know if you've seen that movie or not, but basically the whole of, in that movie, the whole of the interior of Australia is basically one vast, barren, infertile moonscape, basically. And, I've been all over Australia, and it's a desert country, but it's not a moonscape. You know, there is definitely life out there. There's even people, there's especially Aborigines, who live out in the middle of the Australian outback all the time. That's where they live, you know. And they don't want them either. They don't want the white people, the white Australians living out there. They don't want the Aborigines living out there. Because these people who know how to live out there, in rural Australia and especially in the outback, they are the toughest and the most resourceful people, and some of the best people and some of the worst people as well that you'll ever meet. Okay? These people, it's, oh my gosh, you just can't, it would seem as if you can't get rid of them, but the only way that you would get rid of them is to completely poison and burn down their landscape. Especially if you poison the groundwater, which is something else that's going on, is that they're putting in fracking wells all through northern and central Australia. And it's just absolutely disgusting. You know, if you could imagine, let's say a third of the area of the United States which had a gigantic aquifer underneath it, okay? And that gigantic aquifer basically kept the whole country watered, even for thousands of kilometres away, thousands of miles away. If you could think of such a situation, that's the situation that we have here in Australia. In northern and central Australia, there's a gigantic aquifer that sits underneath the whole country. And for years, ever since I was in Melbourne University, when I was in Melbourne University, we were having lectures on how the authorities were dewatering the landscape by pouring concrete down outback artesian bores, you know, which is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Why anybody would do that? You know, and these bores, before they got concreted up, they were like they were literal oases in the desert. The kangaroos, cockatoos, and emus, and all sorts would come from miles all over the show to these vast oases that would be made by these artesian bores that were put down in the first half of the 20th century. And in the second half of the 20th century, in the early part of the 21st century, the government was actually paying for people to go out there and pour concrete down them. And they had a name for that, and it was called dewatering. But apparently dewatering wasn't enough to get rid of the, you know, water out of the Australian landscape. And so then they had to start fracking the Great Artesian Basin. Now, fracking involves pouring down over 400 chemicals down the bore, some of the most poisonous chemicals that you could possibly ever imagine, you know, and just mixing them up and pouring them down the well. You know, that's what fracking is. And the chemical reaction of these 400 chemicals fractures the rocks under the ground, poisons the groundwater, makes the water so toxic and so volatile that you can set fire to it. You know, it's something that is straight out of the pit of hell. And this is what is going on, and you can go on to your favorite search engine and you can type in fracking wells Northern Australia or fracking wells Outback Australia, and you can see them from space for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of square kilometers. Nothing but fracking wells. in a vast, vast, vast grid, poisoning the Great Artesian Basin. Never mind the fact that every single fracking well takes something like 4 million litres of water to set up, you know, and a country that is, where water is more scarce than any other continent on Earth. You know, never mind that. You know, it's just, oh my gosh. It doesn't just take water away and putting down the fracking well. It kills the water. It kills the best groundwater on Earth. You know, it kills water that's absolutely vital for the landscape. It poisons the whole landscape and nothing can live there. That's what they're doing to the Australian outback. And it's just really, really upsetting to see it, you know. And I've recently done YouTube videos on it. In the past, where I'll do YouTube videos on something like this, you know, I'd get the trolls come out to play. Nobody's trolling about this issue anymore. Everybody knows that this is a really, really serious threat, but it's not the only one. You know, you've got all these wildfires, and you know, wildfires and fracking wells is not a good combination, by the way. Okay, if you get wildfires erupt in an area where there's fracking wells, it's going to literally be explosive. Okay, it's just, oh my gosh, it's like that they've deliberately got a genocide against the whole Australian landscape. They hate people who are independent and they hate people who are free. And those are the Australian people. They're the most independent, free, amazing people on Earth. And, you know, especially, like I said, rural Australians and outback Australians. Urban Australians are, you know, excuse if anyone in the class is a urban Australian. I'm sure they're not all like that, but some of them are pretty clueless. You know, I suppose it's like urban people anyway. I think it's probably from what I've seen the same in the United States. The rural people have managed to retain their brain cells, but something's happened to the brain cells of the people that live in the city. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does, and we see it here all the time. The people in the city are the ones who have these Wi-Fi devices so they can talk to their light bulbs, talk to their crock pots, talk to their thermostat. And rural people wouldn't even think of it, you know, for the most part. And so here's what I was thinking as you're saying this: destruction of the quality of the water, the potability of the water. So what would happen if a tanker truck showed up, a prime mover, as you might call it in Australia, we would call it an 18-wheeler. So what would happen if one was filled with this water from the aquifer that had just, you know, been fracked previously, and it showed up and at three of the Queen's official residences, which would be Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, and Palace of Holyrood House, and watered the lawn with that water. What do you think would happen?
Oh, the lawn would die.
Yeah, and do you think the Queen would be...
die.
Do you think people would be arrested and tried and convicted of ecocide?
No, they would be tried with trying to assassinate Her Majesty. This stuff is that poisonous.
So it's okay to do it where you... It's okay to do it where you live, but not there. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. We're talking about fracking in Australia, the destruction of the aquifers under the ground, the water supply that is used for drinking water. That's taken millions of years to get to that point, to the point where it's all there. And it is there for drinking. It's been purified by filtering. The ground has filtered the water that rained down on the ground. And over thousands, maybe millions of years, that water has percolated through the ground and has become filtered. And it's trapped in openings in the earth, and we've been drinking it for a long time. As long as we've had water wells to pump the water out. And Gwyneth is talking about how fracking is injecting water and chemicals to split the ground open. And these chemicals travel into the aquifers that are for drinking water. That's an outrage. Now the question I have is, if people in the outback were allowed to have guns, would bullets be flying already to stop this, Gwyneth?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. A lot of them actually do have firearms, but they're registered. So if they if there's a shooting starts in a certain area, the police have a short list of people that they can go and see, basically, and they're likely to do to them what they did to the real-life Crocodile Dundee, who was mentioned on this show before. The police went around to his place and told him to give up his firearms, and he wouldn't do it, and there was a shootout, and he was shot dead. That was the man that Crocodile Dundee was based on, you know. They're going to have a few more problems enforcing that sort of thing in country Victoria. And I'll tell you why, Vincent. Would you like to know why they're going to have a few more problems enforcing this sort of Bravo Sierra in Victoria? And in fact, they have had a few more problems than in other parts of Australia. And you wouldn't think, because Victoria is one of the oldest settled parts of Australia, the only part of Australia that, I'm talking about like European settlement. We know the Aborigines have been there for thousands of years, but I'm talking about, you know, white settlement. Is New South Wales. So, but going up into New South Wales as well, they're going to have problems enforcing this sort of stuff in these parts of Australia, because there are a lot of unregistered firearms out there, okay? Because especially in Victoria, especially in central and northern Victoria, there's quite a bit of an outlaw culture, even to this day. Ned Kelly was a bushranger who was also into, he was into establishing some kind of Republican government, okay? That means a government where the Queen did not have a say in what was going to go on. He was from an Irish Republican family. The Kellys are, to this day, a very, very strong Irish Republican family, and they don't believe that the Queen should have anything to do with their gun rights, Vincent. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right to me. However, the Queen was taught how to shoot, right? During World War II.
It's utter hypocrisy. Uh-huh. It's total enslavement. Okay.
And as you mentioned, she was taught how to drive an automobile and a military tank. T-A-N-K. Yeah, that's the Queen. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is hours from signing the first phase of a new trade deal with China. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, saying the deal is a great outcome for U.S. companies and U.S. workers. But he admits work still needs to be completed on phase two of the deal.
There are significant technology issues in this. There are some remaining technology issues and cybersecurity issues that will be dealt with in phase two.
The White House calls it a breakthrough, but many lawmakers and business organizations remain skeptical. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is about to name the managers who will be prosecuting the case in the Senate's impeachment trial of President Trump. She's expected to name the team prior to today's vote on a resolution triggering sending the articles to the Senate. Senate leaders say it's likely the trial will begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. Got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, in the short run, class, what do you do about this? Well, there are people who have had their water wells tested for toxins and contaminants, bacterial and chemical poisoning. And that's great. What we do is we shock our wells with chlorine regularly, a couple times a year. and we just add a small amount of chlorine to the well, and that kills the biologicals, the bacteria, the pathogens. But it doesn't do anything for the chemical poisonings that enter our wells. And when you look at these massive rains that we've had, well, at least in Missouri, that water goes somewhere. So the water runs off the grass, and maybe your neighbor used Roundup. Maybe your neighbor used weed and feed to fertilize the lawn and kill the weeds with an insecticide. Or maybe there was flooding and those bottles in the garage tipped over and broke, and they mixed with the water that ran downhill, and you get to drink it all. So what do you do? Well, what we do is all of our drinking and cooking water is filtered, and we use a carbon block type filter. You can use a ProPure. We like that. And that's the way to go. So today your water could be great. Tomorrow it could be toxic. And we don't know. And we don't test our water every time we drink it. So you may want to consider getting a water filtration system for your drinking and cooking water, because you never know. Now, this is not a sales pitch. This is just what we do. Gwyneth, I'm really, really concerned, because here's just one more example. We live on a dirt road, and people throw their trash out their window. Now, it takes me a lot longer, and it takes our family a lot longer to walk up and down our road with 5-gallon buckets and pick up trash and then dispose of the trash than it would take for the people who are careless and reckless to not throw their trash out the window of their vehicle. And that's what we're talking about. It takes a lot longer to remediate, and it's a lot more expensive to remediate than it is to prevent the problem in the first place. It's going to take a lot more money to go and scoop all of that plastic trash out of the ocean, if it could even be done, than it would to not put it there in the first place. So the carelessness and recklessness has got to stop. And I think at some point, people are going to put brass cartridges with lead-tipped projectiles and full metal jacket projectiles in the end of a tube that has rifling in it, and they're going to take action. And I don't want to see that. So we need to stop it before that happens. We need to stop this nonsense, this recklessness, this carelessness. Because I believe, and I'm not advocating this, but I believe that it's going to happen. I believe another shot heard around the world is going to be heard. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would agree that that's probably true. Just hang on a moment. I've got to switch off my kettle and oil on the stove. I'll be back in about half a second.
Yeah. So life on the farm in Australia, Gwyneth, when she wants to heat water, when you want to heat water, you heat water with a wood stove. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I have, here in Australia, they call them donkeys, okay, which is basically, if you could imagine a domestic hot water cylinder that, if you strip the coil out of the bottom of it, okay, and you have something that you could possibly convert to a firebox in underneath the electric hot water system. Or let's say that it's not an electric one, it's a gas one. You know, if you could imagine a gas hot water cylinder that's heated by a gas ring at the bottom, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Class, what she's talking about is a gas hot water heater is a cylinder. And in the center of the cylinder is a pipe. And let's say it's 3 inches in diameter. And it runs from the very bottom of the hot water heater tank to the top. And the heat from the flame goes through that pipe in the center of the hot water heater. And that pipe is surrounded by, we'll call it a chimney. That chimney is made out of a steel pipe, and it's surrounded by the water in the tank. So the heat from the flame, that gas ring of fire, that travels through that chimney and heats the hot water. That's what she's talking about.
That's right. But here in Australia, some bright spark came up with the idea of taking the gas ring out and putting in a cast iron grate in the bottom of it with a ashtray underneath so that you could use it as a fireplace. and you know, putting a fire door in the front. And I think that it was just, I think the initial idea was that just somebody out in the middle of the bush ran out of propane one day and just, you know, had a tinker with their hot water cylinder and just removed the gas ring and began stoking it with wood. But then the water heater manufacturers saw this idea and they said, what a fantastic idea. Why didn't we think of that? And so they started manufacturing them. And we've got, for our hot water here in the house, we have hot water on tap. But if you're going to use hot water on tap, you have to think about it before you do so, because you have to light the hot water heater with wood, with probably about 1-inch round sticks. It's probably about the maximum size of wood that it could take. And it takes between, I mean, depending on the time of the year too, it takes between 4 and 8 stokings to get it up to a temperature that would be usable. And so that takes about 3/4 of an hour, maybe, to heat the hot water cylinder. But once it's heated, you've got hot water all day, and that water will stay hot for about 24 hours. You know, and that's how a lot of people in Australia use wood to heat their hot water. You know, and I don't know if they do that in the US, but that's what we do here on that. And this sort of system is so common that it has a name, which is generally understood in rural and outback parts of Australia. Modern urbanised parts of Australia probably don't have a clue what this word means, but it's called a donkey, as in D-O-N-K-E-Y, a donkey hot water heater. I don't know where that name came from. But, you know, if somebody says, oh, yeah, I've got a donkey in my bathroom, and that's how we heat our hot water. They're not talking about, you know, a long-eared, you know, funny-looking horse. They're talking about, you know, a type of a rigged-up or a commercially made hot water heater. You know, does that make
without
sense?
Without any electronics whatsoever. Right.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you how we heat. Tell you how we heat our hot water for domestic purposes. We have an outdoor wood furnace, and it has a pretty large firebox. It's commercially made, and the firebox is 4 feet by 5 feet. We can put a Christmas tree in there if we had one. You know, if a evergreen fell down and we wanted to dispose of it and use it for heat, we could just put it in there. And it'll burn green wood, it'll burn seasoned wood, it'll burn newspaper, it would burn plastic and oil, but we don't burn plastic. And so there's a fire in this firebox, and the firebox is surrounded by another box. And the outer box has about 400 gallons of water in it. And the fire heats the firebox. The firebox, which is made out of steel, heavy steel, heats the water, the 400 gallons, and then we have a pump that circulates that hot water underground through pipes, deep underground, into the house. And then typically that water is maybe 165 degrees, somewhere around there. And we use that to heat our domestic hot water. So we have a heat exchanger that takes the water from the wood stove that circulates in a continuous loop. It does not cross-connect to drinking water. It heats through a heat exchanger the domestic hot water in a 80-gallon hot water tank. And if we don't have that wood stove outside going, we don't have any hot water. It's as simple as that. So we do, you know, we heat with hot water, and we have to feed that fire multiple times per day. I mean, we could really fill it up with wood, but it's wasteful. And small fires are generally more efficient and use less wood than just filling that firebox, you know, to full capacity. But if we want hot water, we better have thought about it before we wanted it. And that's what preparedness is. It's as simple as this. It's having what you need, having what you need before you need it. So if Gwyneth wants a cup of tea, she should have thought about that, you know, about an hour ago, at least. At least. And that's what it's like here. If we want to have hot water, we should have thought about it an hour ago. And of course we do. And of course she does. And that's what living out in rural America is like. But, of course, you could have a heating system and buy propane and just turn that thermostat to whatever temperature you want to heat your building. If you have electricity and if you have propane and if all that circuitry works and the blower motors work and all of the ductwork is fine, everything's working great, yeah, you'll have heat. But I am not going to put our family at risk of freezing to death because some integrated circuit or some capacitor blows or the grid goes down. I'm not going to do it. So we try to use as few electronic devices as possible. And you know what? The fewer you have, the fewer that break. It's as simple as that. Any further discussion on that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would absolutely tend to agree with you there. You know, I was at a friend's place in Bendigo today. I had to go and get some groceries, and I stopped in for a friend, and her house is just such a contrast to this place. Her car was such a contrast to any vehicle that you would find around here. It's just, it was like there's this insulated bubble that she and her family live in. And it's nice. She's a nice lady, you know. And her kids are nice. They're all nice, normal family, nice, normal kids, you know. And, you know, happy, smiling people. But if the grid went down...
Hold that thought.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms.
forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and class, I believe that USA Prepares is the only radio broadcast in the United States that has a degreed environmental scientist as a correspondent and broadcaster and instructor. I believe we're the only one. Gwyneth, do you know of any other radio instructors or guests, as other broadcasts might call them, that do what you do?
No, I don't know of any other regular broadcasters out there who are environmental scientists, and I certainly know of none who are on regular broadcasts and who do not buy into the whole CO2 fraud. You know, I was speaking with another friend today, and I mentioned something to him, you know, because he was sort of like saying, well, what do you think about all this, you know, carbon dioxide, Bravo Sierra, you know, greenhouse effect and all of that. And I said, well, people who spout that forget that carbon dioxide is actually half of the respiration cycle. And without carbon dioxide, this planet dies. That's how important it is. And there are a small number of things on the Earth, and actually Alex Jones mentioned this earlier today, but he was absolutely right, so I'm going to repeat it. He said, if you don't have water, you die. If you don't have oxygen, you die. If you don't have carbon dioxide, you die. Okay? And if you don't have sunlight, you die. All life on this planet is dependent on water, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and sunlight. And if one of those things is missing, then you see the collapse of all life systems. Okay? And I've got something that I say. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. All these climate activists who say that they need to reduce their carbon emissions to zero okay? It's very easy for them to do so. And they can do so in just a few minutes, and all of their problems will be solved. And you know what they need to do, Vincent?
You're talking about jump off a bridge?
No. They need to stop breathing for just about
four minutes.
About 4 minutes.
That's exactly what I meant was, if they want to reduce, if they want to reduce their CO2 emissions to zero, life will have to stop for them.
Yeah.
And that's why I said jump off a bridge.
Yeah, that's right.
So here's what you mentioned. You mentioned that we need sun, and we need water and oxygen and carbon dioxide. Absolutely correct, in the right proportions. Too much sun, we die. Too much water, we drown. Too much oxygen, we die. And too much CO2, we die. So it needs to be in the right proportions. And I agree with you that we need carbon dioxide. But we don't need is wasting energy and heating the planet with the through the use of that energy. So, for example, if approximately half of the energy that is in the fuel tank of a gasoline-powered vehicle or diesel-powered vehicle, if half of that goes to heat, we need to find a better way so that we're not heating the planet. And that's different from CO2. And that's where the confusion, I think, is. People talk about CO2 equals burning fuel. Well, yes and no. Burning fuel may produce CO2, but it also produces heat. And we are warming the planet, I believe, by the burning of fuel. I really believe we're doing that. And that is a huge problem. And I think that's why the people who think they're running the show want to kill almost all of us, because there are too many of us in the way they're thinking. And I think, yeah, there are a lot of people, and maybe there are too many. So why don't the people who want to reduce population, why don't they go first? Lead by example.
Why don't they get to the front of the line?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're the ones.
Volunteer first.
Yeah. So show us. Lead by example. And, you know, if you look at the people we're talking about, they move around via jets and helicopters. Helicopters are enormously inefficient. Enormously. I don't know if there's anything that uses and wastes more fuel per mile of load than a helicopter. A train would be the most efficient. Boats are pretty lousy. But they drill holes in the atmosphere, and they tell us that we have to conserve. There's kind of a hypocrisy there. We'll be right back.
It is.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.